T-Mobile.
Yards in front of you, but I'm doing pretty well.
We're getting a pretty good rain. I've got about a half inch since midnight, and it's still steady coming down, and heavier, looks like it's heavier as I toward move to Athens.
I've been careful. It's good to hear you on the radio this morning. Been missing you, been asking about you. Heard you pop on yesterday afternoon about the time I hit the dial button on the phone.
Busy, busy, busy. And that's no excuse, but it's the one I got. And I'm about to see the light at the end of the tunnel after today. I hope to get through today with a ton of meetings, get off, go to the ham meeting, take my test, get my general ticket, and then all my time studying, and hopefully we'll have paid off.
Pass that test. If I can pass it, anybody can pass it on that. So good luck on that. And you must be helping them dogs down there. It's good to see you guys are winning.
They doing all right. I guess we'll have to just take it game by game, but they doing pretty good, and I enjoy helping them out, whether it's working for one of our own departments in parking or volunteering as a radio operator. It's all fun. I enjoy it.
I said you're having fun doing it, right?
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
KN4NUE.
Good morning, Chad. KN4TFW.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Glad to hear you on the radio this morning.
Had a little bit of problem sleeping last night. Did not have a good night, so I just loaded the dogs up in the truck and off to the deer camp we headed. So I'm probably 20 minutes from the camp, but just along for the ride. Y'all go ahead.
Hear from you, fish and call you Patrick. I had him on my mind. Good to hear from you, Chad. Me and Patrick talked, and once I get to work, I'm gonna look at my calendar and see when we can plan a date to meet up. So it's hard to hear you didn't sleep well. I gotta say, I suffer from the same thing. Otherwise, I would be at home on the radio, but I'm already headed to Athens, decided to go on and get the day over with.
Yeah, so Bill, I depart for Normandy, France on the 27th. So, and I will be out of official quarantine hopefully tomorrow. So, anytime after that. Now, let's see, I come off quarantine tomorrow, and then I will wait until Wednesday, conduct a test just to be sure, and then should be, if that test is negative, then I would be available this weekend as well. So, just want to let you know.
I don't know what the wife has planned. I hadn't planned that far ahead. You know how that goes. But I'll see if maybe we could even make it this weekend. I know the weekend of the 16th, I'm busy. So that leaves the weekend, next weekend, and the weekend of the 23rd. So we'll see if we can make one of those work.
Y'all go ahead, but I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, but it's always, always need to talk with you when I hear you. I get to going in withdrawals if I can't talk with Bill.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I've been asking about him for about 2 weeks. Hadn't heard him on the air.
I know. He's elusive, man. He's like one of them brown recluse spiders, you know. Always off in the shadows and never know where he is. But when he pops out, you better smack him.
Y'all ain't right, man. I swear. I was just saying, Chad, I'm taking my journal exam tonight, so I got my fingers and toes crossed I'll pass. I've been doing good on the study exams, so I feel pretty good about it, but I hate taking tests, so we'll see how it goes.
Get out. You'll do just fine. You'll do just fine. Just relax and don't worry about it. And, hey, if you don't make it, which you won't, then, hey, what's $10? Huh? Just go back and do it again. But you'll do just fine. You're a smart fella. And I know if a dumb old boy like me can do it, then I don't think you're going to have no problem with it.
Let's have to see. I feel like I'm ready. I took probably Saturday 25 practice tests, and I scored above 80 on all of them, most of them in the high 80s, low 90s. So I feel like I got the material in my head, and I plan on taking a little time today and doing a little study. I brought my book with me, so I'll have it fresh in my mind when it comes test time at 6 o'clock.
Don't worry about it. You'll be just fine, trust me. And shoot me a text or something when you after you know. I would be very interested in knowing, Bill. Just let me know.
Well, gentlemen, I'm getting on the edge of the repeater. I'm running away from y'all at about 65 miles an hour, so I'm fixing to go down a hill, so I'll say 73. And y'all have a great day, and stay dry if you can. It's still raining on me, but 73, gentlemen, as always, be safe. M4WHM, I'll be clear on returns.
Have a wonderful week. 73, Bill, have a good one. Drive careful in the rain. KN4TFW. Things that are happening in your life right now and that you didn't get no sleep last night, Chad, but it's good to hear you on the radio for sure.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been this last 10, 12 days have been pretty rough, but we've got a mother-in-law that we're caregivers for. Actually, my wife is. She does all the caregiving. But we built a mother-in-law suite because she's so disabled that we just need her really close by to give her the amount of care she needs. And we had a health care worker came in week before last to visit, to do a health care visit. And then the health care worker notified us two days later that she had tested positive for COVID-19. So we waited 12 to 14 hours and tested my mother-in-law, and she tested negative. So we waited another 10 hours and tested her again. This time she tested positive. So we have been really struggling at night, because we keep a baby monitor so we can hear what's going on with her, and if she needs us, she can call us, and we can, you know, whatever she needs, we can address that. And, I'm telling you, the last couple of nights have been pretty rough. Last night was easy on her part, but then I couldn't sleep for other reasons, but so I'm just I'm giving up. I'm tired. I'm gonna head to the deer camp. Usually I can go up there and lay right down, and I'm out. So that's kind of
kind of what I'm after this morning, I guess.
Well, I hope everybody gets over it, Nat. Hope you get up there to deer camp and are able to get some rest, Nat, and then you'll feel a whole lot better when you wake up.
Yeah, so here's the crazy thing. So we've been doing this now. We've been in quarantines. I'd say close to 10 days, maybe. Not exactly 10, but close. And, I mean, we're constantly have to expose ourselves to her. And we test about every 12 to 18 hours. And we're negative. I mean, how does that even happen? I mean, we have fully expected me and my wife to be, you know, sick by this point. But we're not, and I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. But that's been a real blessing. I don't know how that happened, but as contagious as this thing is, I fully expected it to go the other way. We our family has lost three family members to this virus. And then when her mother-in-law got sick, we were expecting the worst. But I think we're going to be all right with her. And she is so medically challenged that I don't see how. But so far, so good. We still got a little ways to go, but we'll see.
Everybody's doing better. And you know, sometimes if it's not your time, it's just not your time. And that, you know, my wife works in a restaurant, all kinds of people coming in and we've been pretty fortunate that we haven't got it either. But can you imagine quarantining for these last 12 days like you have been, and you don't have the radio to be able to get out and talk to people on? Man, that would be bad.
I don't even want to think about it. I really don't. Oh, man. You know, this is my community. You know, I know this is going to sound harsh, but I guess because of issues from deployments, I just don't do well in crowds. I don't like to be around a lot of people. I know that sounds bad. I don't mean it to sound that way, but this is my lifeline. You know, I can communicate and be social and be a part of the conversation, and that's just a great thing for me. And I could not imagine without my radios. There's no way.
On that, there's a lot of people that don't do well in crowds. I don't like huge crowds myself, and that, but the radio certainly does help keep in touch with friends and, you know, and meet new friends. And that, man, I've met a lot of really good people on the radio, and that you know, talk to every day. You may not have seen them in person, but you know a lot about them just from the radio. KN4 TFW.
TFW, KO4 NUE for station ID. Yeah, so here recently I have been made a lot of upgrades to my ham shack. I got upgraded to my general ticket a couple of months ago, and my daughter is my last child's moved out of the house, so we dropped her off at Clemson University a month and a half ago, something like that, I guess. So we've taken the kids' bedrooms and done some remodeling in the house, so their bedrooms are now my ham shack. And my wife went and got her amateur ticket, so she's a technician. And we both are fill-ins for the Blue Ridge Amateur Net from time to time. And we're just kind of really enjoying the hobby, and it just makes it that much more enjoyable when your wife is doing it with you. You know, I didn't know how I'd feel about that, but she is, the couple of times we did the net control, she is much, much, much better than I am. I mean, not a flaw. I mean, she does it just great. So I'm just tickled to death with that.
Well, it's great that both of you are in it, you know what I mean? That way you got some common grounds and that, and you can, you know, go to remote places, or if you're on vacation, you can, you know, both meet new friends and everything, and I think that's great.
Yeah, so, at any rate, I'm hoping that this is coming to an end by the end of the week, because we just had a lot of worrying. Last year, well, I'm sorry, before the vaccine was available, like I said, we lost three family members. Two of them were matriarchs of the family, and we lost them all within an 8-day period. And boy, I'm gonna tell you that was tough. And then on the 23rd of December last year, my dad's wife is a nurse practitioner, so they both got COVID. We live on the same farm together, on opposite ends of the farm, and you know, that's a difficult thing when your dad is, you know, in a house and sick, and not a lot you can do to help him other than bring food, you know, unless you're willing to expose yourself. But I don't know. I'm just done with this thing. You know, it's just it's taken enough from our family, and it just seems like every month we're having to deal with some kind of quarantine or some kind of sickness or something, and I'm just, man, I gotta be honest with you, I'm just so tired of it.
Tired of it, and I'm not quarantining or doing anything, you know, I don't have anybody that close to me that's got it and that, so, you know, we're doing pretty good and that, but, man, it's really dragging everybody down, you know, all over the world. And now with all these shortages of this and that and everything, it's just getting ridiculous.
So, ordering things, you know, shipping. I need some metal to do a job down in the machine shop. And I mean, normally you just go down to the warehouse and pick the stuff up, just get what you want, you know. But it's just not like that now. I mean, you're having to wait. You know, one type of material I need, piece of beryllium, we don't know when it's going to be here. I'm just like, what do you mean you don't know when it's going to be here? I mean, this is what you do for a business, isn't it? And then you just have to step back for a minute and say, hey, just, you know, they're doing the best they can like everybody else. But it is extremely frustrating. I mean, just extremely frustrating. And it makes you just want to throw your hands up sometimes and say, hey, I'm just done with it.
Parts, and I, you know, order parts every day. And we got these Cushman carts that the maintenance guys drive around the plant, and usually I order tires for it. They come in a couple of weeks, and they emailed me and told me that they weren't getting any in until February the 7th. It's like, man, I can't wait that long. I had to scramble to find some, but now there's a raw material shortage, and you can't get no paint, hardly. And then whatever the paint store has, that's what you're stuck with. And it just is, there's a glass shortage and a laboratory chemical shortage, and it, you just can't hardly imagine. We were at the Kohl's the other day, me and my wife, shopping, and when you walked in the store, it looked like the store was full, but then when you really started looking, you noticed that some of the aisles were missing, and that, and the store was actually about half empty.
Yes, sir, stand by. Let me, I got to unlock this gate. I'll be right back.
4, HKX, mobile.
10-4 TFW, and Chad's going to be back in here in a minute, too.
I've been talking the last little bit. I was eating my breakfast. How are you this morning, Ken?
Yeah, doing well. Finally, the fog cleared up. It ain't too bad foggy over here in Spartanburg. Man, in Greer, you couldn't see 100 yards.
Bad right here where I'm at, but that could change any second where I'm at driving around up here.
Bill this morning, I heard him when he popped on yesterday afternoon, and you come back and talk to him right about the time I hit dial on the phone.
Happens all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, you finally get to talk to somebody and the phone rings or something like that.
Please, that's you, Patrick.
Yes, sir. Morning, Chad.
Morning. How are you?
So, let me tell you real quick. Ken, I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but hang on. Let's put this seatbelt on. So, I'm 49 years of age. My wife told me, I thought I was 48, but my wife told me the other day I was 49. And I got to where I can't see. I got to have my glasses with me. Last year I could get away with it, but this year I can't. I've got to have glasses. So I get to the gate here. I got a combination lock on the gate. Go get out and unlock the gate. Stood out in the rain for, I mean, it's raining hard up here. I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. Knowing I can't read the combination, but I cannot get the combination lock far enough away from my face to even remotely see the numbers. So last week, well, 2 weeks ago, I was working on a M1 Garand, and when I fired it, the back of the receiver blew out, hit me in the face, and busted the right lens out of my glasses. So come back to the truck to get a pair of glasses. The only pair of glasses that's in the truck is the one with the left lens in it. So I've been standing at the gate with the one lens glasses trying to get the combination dialed into the gate. So I'm thoroughly soaked. Oh, man. I don't know about this age thing, man. I'm having a hard time with it.
Right there with you. I started having to wear glasses this year myself, so I have to carry a pair in my pocket all the time.
Yeah, I got tired of having to carry a pair. I just finally got me some to wear all the time. Got those progressives where, you know, most of the top is clear and that, because I can see far pretty decent, but I can't see anything up close. My arms are too short.
This is KL4NUE, so I am at my destination. These dogs are chomping at the bit to get out and go see what's going on at the cabin. But, Patrick, I made contact with Bill this morning, and he said y'all had talked. So I should be out of quarantine in 2 days. So at the end of the quarantine, we're going to test again to make sure we are completely negative. If that takes place, then I will be available this weekend, the next weekend, and the next. But on the 27th, we're leaving to go to France. So we're gonna go ahead and give it a shot. But if y'all can work something out in the next 3 weeks, that'd be great. If you can't, hey, we'll push it till November. It doesn't matter. Camp's always here. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you and Ken. Y'all have a blessed day. And if there's ever anything I can do to help either one of you, please let me know. It's KL4NUE, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Good day. I'll keep an ear out for you later throughout the day, and pray that everything goes good with your quarantine there. So, 73-KO4HK.
73, Chad, really good to hear from you this morning. And hope you get you some rest and not stress so much. And I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
A busy day playing?
A little bit of outside work, but not a lot. I got to order some more parts and that. It just is, you know, running here and there for some parts for outage and that. But so far, everything's been going pretty good.
Maybe it'll stay that way and keep moving along for you.
Some paint to paint some metal doors, you know, and figure out how's the best way to paint them. I think the best way is probably to spray them and that, but we don't have a sprayer no more. It gets it tore up and that, but then the paint store, the paint they recommended, they're really low on it. Don't know when they're going to get some more in.
Pretty disappointing when we went grocery shopping this weekend. Went to the Super Walmart in Hendersonville, and the shelves were half empty, if not more. I mean, everywhere you look, there was holes or just a few of this or a little of that.
You can't go looking for anything particular. You have to just take what you can get.
Couldn't find a couple things we were looking for, so we have to try again later.
Some of those, you know, like a 1 gallon institutional can of a bunch of powdered stuff with a really long shelf life for just in case it hits the fan.
Roger that. It's always good to have a little bit around as a backup. That way you never know what's going to happen.
I turned into the road for work, and there's a nitrogen plant right beside of ours, and there was some light flickering. Almost looked like there was an issue, but it's just the light bulb going out.
Sure, because we don't want problems like that.
It's nitrogen. They just got a direct line pumped right over here to us.
It's inconvenient and easy to get to.
Yeah. That stuff gets expensive to you know, keep bottling it in.
I'm sure you'd be having problems getting it delivered right now. Just like everything else.
We're having issues with helium, getting helium. You would think, you know, that you could get it pretty good, but no, there's a serious shortage of helium.
Surprises you anymore that there's anything out there the way everybody talks. I mean, it's just crazy the way things are just disappearing all of a sudden.
Some of that was probably by design. I saw a map today, I don't know how accurate it is, but showing all the ships out in the ocean waiting to be docked. And that all, you know, all over. It's just unbelievable. We sent a truck out yesterday. It was going to the, I figured it was going to Charleston, but it's going to the port in Wilmington, North Carolina.
So y'all could get it on a ship because you couldn't in Charleston?
The customer makes the arrangements of where to send it. And it was going to Bulgaria. I guess maybe there was a ship that was waiting to go to Bulgaria out there, so that's where we sent it.
And had one of the maritime maps, and it shows the shipping containers and stuff like that, and every port is just backed up. It ain't just one port like they want to make you believe. It's all of them.
Right about that. Well, man, I'd love to continue this conversation, but I'm stopped here in the parking lot. So I'll say 73, you be careful with all the rain out there and the crazy drivers. And I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW 73.
73, Ken. Have a good day. Try to stay dry and enjoy the day. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HK. And I'll be clear. 73.